Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. Palestinian officials deny the Quran in order to declare there was never a Jewish temple in Jerusalem. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
For years, the Palestinian Authority leaders have denied Jewish history, both in ancient Judea and Samaria, and in Jerusalem in particular, with historical revisionism centering on the denial that a Jewish temple ever existed in Jerusalem, as they consistently refer to the temple as the alleged temple. This Palestinian claim that the temple never existed contradicts the Quran, where it mentions in Surah 17, 2-7, the destruction of both the first and second Jewish temples in Jerusalem. The Palestinians accuse Israel of forging a false Jewish history in order to Judaize the Temple Mount so that they can destroy Al-Aqsa Mosque and build a Jewish temple on this holy site. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The Palestinian claim that there never was a Jewish temple in Jerusalem is a contradiction of history and archaeological record, and it does set the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. For years, the propaganda of the Palestinian leadership in Israel has been focused on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem and the declaration that there has never been a Jewish temple on this holy site sacred to the Jewish people. Palestinian claims of the Jews forging Jewish history for the Temple Mount are in the face of impeccable Jewish and Christian sources, plus these claims go against the archaeological record documented for this area. In fact, these claims by the Palestinians of no temple in Jerusalem contradict the statements of Jesus Christ, who not only taught on the Temple Mount at the temple, but predicted in Matthew 24 and verse 2 that the temple would be destroyed as it was in 70 AD by the Roman army. These Palestinian statements about the Temple Mount not being Jewish denies their own holy book, the Quran, but also confirms the prophetic scenario for the last days that can be found in Bible prophecy. Zechariah, the ancient Jewish prophet, revealed the future when he wrote that Jerusalem will be the center of controversy in the end times. That's Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 2. He also wrote of another Jewish temple that will be built there on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, built by the Messiah, Jesus Christ. That's Zechariah chapter 6 and verse 12. Palestinian claims aside, Bible prophecy will indeed be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...